This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2334. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 12th, World Radio Day. Argentina, Armenia, Australia, Cuba, Ecuador, Egypt, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Korea North, Kuwait, Malaysia, Nigeria, North America, Palestine, Tibet, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vatican, Ramadan, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Friday, February 13th is World Radio Day. Unfortunately, since this edition of World of Radio is just barely airing on Friday, most of the info about WRD would be out of date by the time you can hear this, so I won't spend much time on it. However, the theme of this year's WRD is Radio and Artificial Intelligence. You may read more about it at www.unesco.org. A number of special broadcasts in DRM have been scheduled. However, none of these are aimed at North America. Alokesh Gupta says you can find the press release about that at drm.org. The Richard Langley documentary on BBC World Service is about Kentucky's Real People Radio. For World Radio Day, it's WMMT in Whitesburg, Kentucky, one of many small community radio stations threatened by cuts to government funding. You should be able to play that on demand later at bbc.com. David Cole and Chris Campbell have provided the exact link to readers of the World of Radio Indian Ocean Group. WMMT 88.7 FM is also subject of a long story in the Lexington, Kentucky Herald Leader via Mike Cooper, dated February 12th. Headline, Can Apple Shop, the Voice of the Mountains, Survive Trump Cuts? That's APPAL Shop. Regarding Rye Argentina's relay via WRMI, 9455 at 23 UT, they've stuck with Chinese since last week. That was the language instead of Portuguese, instead of Japanese, instead of Spanish. On Friday, February 6th, Monday the 9th, and Tuesday the 10th at least. I wonder if they are attempting to translate a DX program into Chinese, whether it's old or new. Armenia about broadcasts into Iran. In communication to the British DX Club, Tony Rogers reports on 864 kHz. Radio Iran Azad, voice of freedom for the Iranian people. It's been observed since mid-January via remotes closer to that. On the air roughly between 1615 and 1715 UT, part of that being filler music. Anthony Rogers has also monitored the high-powered transmitter from Armenia on 1395 kHz. On Sunday, February 8th, this was what was being heard. At 1456, the Encompass signature tune. At 1500, Radio Fordaw in Persian. At 17, for 1 minute, the Encompass tune again. 1701, there was nothing on the air, so the Iranian transmitter was in Khair on the same frequency. Encompass again at 1756. At 18, NHK World Japan in Persian. At 1820, the NHK interval signal. 1830 to 2030, AWR 360 in Arabic. At 2030 to 21, BBC with Persian TV audio. And then saying there are no programs available on this frequency at 2100 before turning off. We'll have more about broadcasts into Iran when we get to I in the alphabet. Australia, the low-power Radio 567, has ended shortwave operations, or at least suspended them on 4970 kHz. Via Craig Seeger and Ron Howard, the operator Peter Tate says he was having to move from his location, and he wasn't sure where he would be going next, but he can no longer broadcast on shortwave while he's moving. Ron did hear his very final broadcast via remote in Victoria, 4970, February 6th, until 1846 UT, from Weewa, New South Wales. However, his programming remains available online. Cuba, same old story about RHC. 9710, February 5th at 0713. I was hearing dead air from RHC. It However, it was the strongest signal on the band, so congratulations. 9710 is a frequency to keep an ear on earlier in the evening. Chris Campbell in Ohio says, I happened to check it on February 11th. Found RHC in English with a decent signal, with current or recent news. At 0115, they were in English, but mixed audio from another feed. John Filiozzi in Florida says, been monitoring Cuba on shortwave and medium wave. I think it's fair to say that broadcasting is affected by the energy crisis. 9710 is there one day, but not the next. Same with Rebelde on 5025. Not hearing Radio Progreso on 640 at all, which used to put a blowtorch signal into southwest Florida. Same thing with several regularly heard medium wave stations, on some days, off others. Cubanon, I found Radio Republica via RMI, via France, 9490 on the air UT Sunday, February 8th, until 0400. This is contrary to some published scheduling, but they announced their schedule as follows, which I've converted to universal days and times. Tuesday to Friday at 02 to 03, Saturday to Monday at 02 to 04. These may shift to one UT hour earlier, with the imposition of foolish DST in the U.S., March 8th, and consequently in the running dog of Yankee imperialism. On three different occasions, also late at night, between 07:30 and 08 UT, I've been hearing Spanish on 6050, which means that HCJB in Ecuador has been running all night instead of a long gap overnight as originally scheduled. We'll see if this continues. Egypt, Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight reports on Radio Cairo. Following my inquiry to them last week, Radio Cairo seems to have reactivated a second transmitter for European languages after an absence of over a year. The presumed Albanian service was heard on 9490 from 15 until sign-off at 1559. However, there's co-channel interference from China in Tamil. I suggest they use 9470 instead. However, the program was unintelligible. All that could be heard was a loud buzz characteristic of their previous output. Mount Original replies, they told me a couple of days ago that Albanian should be on now 9810. Their other broadcasts have been on the 9 MHz band, various different frequencies. The latest registration with HFCC shows English, the Sesquiar starting at 2115, on 9885 instead of 9440. Following further monitoring, Alan Holder concludes, the usual irregular operation, late starts, early close downs, no modulation, programming feeds obviously at fault. Now transmissions out of Germany. Alakesh Gupta says Atlantic 2000 will be on the air Saturday 14 February from 09 to 10 UT on 6070 and 9670 via channel 292. They also have a 24/7 web stream and podcasts. That's radioatlantic200.free.fr. Monthly broadcasts of Bill Tufford's two programs in February via channel 292 Germany. From the Isle of Music goes retro with some lesser known but excellent Cuban fusion and dance bands from the 70s and 80s. It's Friday, February 13th. At 17 UT on 3955, repeated at 22, also on 3955. And exactly 1 week later, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot on Friday, February 20th, at a slightly different time, however. 16 UT on 3955, repeated at 22. This month, featuring folkloric music from Denmark. Tony Pavic got news from Channel 292 on February 12th. We can now also offer our customers transmissions via the 1,000 kilowatt medium wave transmitter, 1467 kilohertz from Monaco. Various radiation patterns possible. Prices on request, I bet they're pretty high. Although this frequency belongs to Monaco, the Romule transmitter is actually 150 kilometers north of there, inside France. As Dave Kenny and Christian Guibaudot explain, it had been in use only by Transworld Radio at 2115 until 23 UT, but now it's available for lease at other times to other broadcasters. Indonesia, about RRI Program 3, Kebayoran Baru in Jakarta. shifting from 7205 to 7203, as we reported last week, supposedly to avoid interference from China. A different explanation now, according to David Foster in Australia. Heard at 1020 UT on 11 February, according to Mohammed Rohanuddin, the problem was a broken MOSFET transistor. It was back on the air after some work, and he says, I haven't heard Voice of Indonesia on 3325 or 9690 for quite a while. Then via remote at Bogor, Indonesia, Ron Howard reports it on 7203, February 11th, from 1520 to 1557, and news at 1600, ending the news at 1605. Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran has two shortwave broadcasts in English, seldom reported, but here's one from Dave Kinney in the British Chess Club using a remote in Australia, 11710, January 18th at 1605 until finished at 1620. Starts at 1520. Iran non about BBC launching an emergency lifeline radio programming for Iran. In the British DS Club, Mauno Ritala says the WRTH web app has this schedule as of February 7th. 3:30 to 4:30 UT on 9410, 16:30 to 17 on 9465. Those two via Oman, as well as during the second one via 702 kHz Oman. 17:30 to 18, Armenia on 1395. 18 to 1830, UAE on 5935. 1830 to 1930, 7445 via Oman. 1930 to 20, 702 only. 2030 to 21, 702 and 1395 again from Armenia. So BBC is on medium wave 702 via Oman for Iran. But what about Iran, which already is listed with a 500 kilowatt transmitter on 702? What became of it? Kai Ludwig replies, yes, IRIB has a 702 kHz transmitter near Qashqar, almost directly at the shore of the Caspian Sea in the north. Last use I remember, many hours of Azeri and an hour each of Russian and English. The transmitter is known for providing listenable reception as far away as Moscow or even Finland. But they may not be using a four-mast directional antenna anymore. So perhaps BBC can still reach a lot of Iran on the same frequency. Kailivi goes on, 702 had been provided for Arabic from BBC Oman. It was closed until now, never meant for cross-Gulf transmissions. It has a separate 1413 frequency for that, which also carried Farsi until it was closed in 2023. What hindrance may prevent its use now? Wolfgang Bischoff says Oman is on exactly 702, but the Iran transmitter measured on 701.978. And Mike Cooper, a letter to the editor of the Daily Telegraph from Fiona Crack, Global Director, Interim BBC News, and Director of BBC World Service, says despite some claims made by your commentators, BBC journalism is continuing to provide a lifeline to the Iranian people. BBC have launched an emergency radio service on medium and shortwave to Iran to combat the digital blackout in the country. Although BBC News is banned in Iran, a quarter of adults access our news services in Persian on TV and across digital platforms. Being a BBC journalist takes a huge personal toll on staff who, along with their families, are harassed, targeted, and threatened by the Iranian state. We are hugely proud of their courage and their work, which also informs our domestic coverage. Our English language coverage began on December 28th and has continued across all BBC platforms, even without our journalists having been allowed into the country. And more broadcasting into Iran from communication to the British DX Club. Stig Hartvig Nielsen reported to WRDHFB on 22 January, Radio Zamane, an Amsterdam-based Iran opposition station, will be heard from today daily at 19:30 to 20:30. On 6010 via Bulgaria. Another reference to the 864 kHz transmission we mentioned earlier under Armenia. Here it's referred to as being from Kyrgyzstan. It's not listed for either country in the WRTH frequency pages. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz. World of Radio 2334. a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Michael Bew in Texas, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Korea North, Wolfgang Bissell explains the appearance of two separate programs on the same frequencies at once from Voice of Korea. He says probably facing heavy icing and snowfall on their long fear lines and antennas from the transmitter house, this results in mixing audio feed content, intermodulations, between the various different transmitters and antennas, as has happened often at the Kujiang location in the past decade. And this should not affect languages once the inclement weather has improved at the Kujiang location. Kuwait, and Wolfgang Bischel says, Radio Kuwait from the Cobb transmitter site is still on shortwave, at least for the Persian service, daily at 08 to 10 UT on an odd frequency, 7249.861, with a 30 over 9 signal. And it is broadband, 18 kilohertz wide audio, from 7241 to 7259. Lots more monitoring this week of the reactivated shortwave services from Malaysia on 11885 and 15295. Ron Howard received this reply from Muhammad Yusuf bin Azizi of the Shortwave Operations Unit. RTM is currently in the testing and evaluation phase for our shortwave transmissions. Both transmission performance and program content are still under assessment. We're planning to commence official shortwave broadcasting starting on the 1st of March. Further info will be announced accordingly once it is officially launched. Thanks for your valuable monitoring and feedback. Sometimes the program feeds have been reversed between Sabah, VFM, and National FM. According to monitoring by Zaharias Gangas and others, he says according to research, VOM discontinued its shortwave service on 31 August 2011. Rick Barton in Arizona says on February 7th, an ID at 1630 on 11885. We've been hearing a station for several days here at various times, often with heavy metal and hard rock. Could this be Malaysia? Do they play that? It sounds more like AM 1660 The Bear. That's KBRE in Merced, California. In RealDX, John Faulkner in Lincolnshire reports on 729 kHz what is apparently Radio Kano in Nigeria, but hard to catch an ID. Mika Mikkelainen in Finland replies, you certainly did hear Radio Kano. I've been hearing it for hours on many nights. IDs are rare. Program content is exactly what I have heard as well. The station does not seem to care about reception reports. Coincidentally, Zaharias Langas in Greece says, ERA Athens on 729 kHz has once again gone silent as of February 5th. North America, presumably, I've heard that presidential pirate again on 9025 AM, Friday, February 6th, with transmissions of a few minutes each, excerpts from speeches by JFK and FDR, going off and on the air several times as late as 1740. On February 12th, when I turned my radio back on at 1853, still tuned to 9025, there it was again. A few weeks ago, we caught Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH in the afternoon on 15400, and he showed up there again on February 12th, heard by Rick Martin in Arizona. That is UT February 12th, as late as 0115, also heard by Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State, and at 0135 by Ron Howard. Later on in the evening, back to 7475. Rick Martin in Arizona also heard something on 27125, a CB frequency at 1930, February 9th, an actual ad spot for some health insurance plan. Rarely heard and also illegal, there are a couple of truck stops in Arizona that in the past ran commercials on Channel 19, 27185, for trucker services at their locations. This was not local. Clearly, this was DX Skip coming in on 11 meters. Palestine, according to a social media news aggregator, Quds Network. There is a new radio station in Gaza called Hona Gaza, presumably FM like the others. Tibet, Ron Howard reports on 4905 during the daily English hour from Zhejiang Radio and TV at 1635 UT, February 11th. Well heard via remote in Irkutsk, Russia. There was a segment, Eyes on Zhejiang, playing indigenous music and stories about rural Tibet. Of course, I must add, under CHICOM control. UK, Andy Reid forwards a story from The Guardian, February 10th. BBC World Service faces funding cliff edge in 7 weeks, says Tim Davey. The Director General warns of the dangers of cutting back the service. BBCWS will run out of funding in just 7 weeks with no future deal with the government currently in place, says Tim Davey. This uncertainty comes as disinformation is flooding the digital sphere at an incredible speed. Davey said the future of the World Service is now front and center of discussions over a renewal of the BBC's charter. We're waiting to hear the outcome of a settlement of a current funding arrangement with the Foreign Office. Ministers have been sympathetic to the idea that the World Service is a powerful instrument of soft power. However, funding across Whitehall remains incredibly tight. Beyond the White House Curtain is a book by Steve Herman, formerly with VOA. He says the hardcover version was published in June 2024, and the soft cover is coming out early in March, with an updated preface focusing on what happened with VOA in 25. There's also an e-book and an audiobook, someone else narrating. Most of the book covers the historical relationship between the press and U.S. presidents. It is available at bookshop.org. Ben Cobb forwards a story from theatlantic.com, February 11th, What is Kari Lake Trying to Achieve? She wanted to run Voice of America to be MAGA's broadcaster to the world. Then she wanted to shut down Voice of America after Trump and Elon Musk turned against it. During her 11 months as the de facto leader of the U.S. Agency for Global Media, Lake has done profound damage to America's foreign broadcasters and to America's ability to communicate with the world. Via Mike Cooper from the New York Times, February 7th. Will demolition cranes come after this next? It's the Wilbur J. Cohen Federal Building. From 1940, originally the home of the Social Security Administration, but lately of the Voice of America. There are New Deal gems, miraculously well-preserved set of murals, produced by two of America's greatest political artists, Philip Guston and Ben Shahn, in a building relatively few tourists have seen or visited, and until recently may not have been aware of. The Wilbur J. Cohen Federal Building. It's just 2 blocks from the U.S. Capitol, facing the National Mall, with 1 million square feet of granite and limestone structure. It had been closed to the general public, but the GSA is starting a limited number of public tours. The building is apparently now for sale and possible demolition. John Filiozzi says apparently some of the murals can be seen in a November 2025 article at archpaper.com. From WRMI-FB via Alan Rowe, Radio Mystery Theater listings for the rest of February. These are Saturdays at 13 UT on 15770, repeated on Sundays at 04 on 9395, and the following Friday at midnight UT on 5950. Starting February 14th, it's Johnny Madero, Pier 23 radio show, The Fatal Auction of 1947. On Feb 21st, Weird Circle radio show, Frankenstein of 1944. And Feb 28th, the Whistler radio show, Death Laughs Last, from 1945, Martin Dawson's Radio Mystery Theater. After a couple of weeks totally off the air due to the ice storm in Nashville, WWCR came up again on one frequency, February 6th, first noted by Ron Trotto, that's 13845. And through the following Thursday, that's remained the only frequency in use, that is in the daytime, but switching at 01 UT to 4840. None of the other transmitters back on the air yet. So VORW could be heard again February 9th at 0500 on 4840. It was coming in 60 over 9 here direct. Winter storm update from the WWCR website. Working to restore all frequencies. Until then, all content can be heard online. USA Non, when tuning for Indonesia on 9690 via remote in Asia, Ron Howard was shocked to hear the disgraced dead gospel huckster Tony Alamo, 9690, February 9th, 2020, until 2058. But where was this coming from? Well, I see that registered in HFCC and WRTH at that time on that frequency is 500 kilowatts from Issoudun, France, carrying Pan-American Broadcasting, which used to carry him via Equatorial Guinea. Alamo, of course, died in prison in 2017 while serving a 175-year conviction for multiple sex crimes, although I know his ministry survived a bit longer, apparently still. Radio Vanuatu used to be well heard in North America after midnight around here, when on 9960 or 7260. Unfortunately, their current frequency is 5040. Ron Howard says he cannot even hear it via New Zealand remote before 0700, but was hearing it after 0705 on February 10th. All I get is a JBA carrier on 5040, usually along with Solomon Islands JBA carrier on 5020. Via Hans-Jürg Biener, Vatican News reports, Vatican Radio celebrates 95 years with a new jingle, marking its 95th anniversary on February 12th. Renewing and relaunching one of the most recognizable elements of its identity. The project includes four main jingles, all based on the Christus Vincit theme, each designed to accompany a different moment of the radio day. For awakening, morning, afternoon, and night. And two short jingles, using the incipit of the theme, while the second reprises its ending, creating an immediate and recognizable connection with the original sonic branding. All jingles will be broadcast simultaneously on the Italian language channel and across Vatican Radio's 30 web radios, creating a wide-ranging shared listening experience. Speaking of religionism, Ramadan will take place this year from about 17 February to 20 March, as noted in communication of the British DX Club, where restricted service license stations will be on FM in 8 locations. But we say, look out for special or extended shortwave broadcasts from Islamic countries. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued February 9th. Geomagnetic field expected to be unsettled to active on these dates, February 9th and 10th, and quiet to unsettled, February 11th to 15th, 22nd, 23rd, 26th to March 4th. Unsettled to active, likely February 16th to 21st, 24th, 25th, March 5th to 7th. ANK indices 15 and 4, February 16th to 21st, March 5th and 6th, peaking at 20 and 5 on February 24th and 25th. Quietest dates of 5 and 2, February 13th to 15th, and 27th to March 4th. Solar flux rising from 140 February 14th to a peak of 180 on the 18th, and down to 130 by February 25th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com, with many thanks to all our contributors and stations. Hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 2334, with a standard disclaimer.